Chapter 15. Ryukyuan, Language or Dialect? Reading. Is Ryukyuan a language or is it a dialect? When I ask my students this question, unless they are from Okinawa, they usually answer that Ryukyuan is a dialect of Japanese. Their reason? Well, because Okinawa is a part of Japan. But as we have already seen, political boundaries frequently don't match linguistic ones. In this chapter, we're going to look at where the belief that Ryukyuan is a Japanese dialect comes from, and whether or not this is really the case. So, where does this belief come from? In 1927, a Japanese researcher named Tojo first wrote that Ryukyuan was a dialect of Japanese. Since this time, this has been the official position of the Japanese government, who believed that Okinawa was rightfully part of a homogeneous Japan. As a result, that position also found its way into the educational system, and consequently became the belief of many Japanese children and adults. So now that we know how this belief came to pass, is it actually true? Historically, if we look at the Ryukyu Kingdom, it did not become a part of Japan until 1879. Prior to this, it was a separate kingdom from Japan. This is important because its contact was limited. But that alone does not tell us the answer to our question. Let's look at the linguistic evidence. First, we need to decide what is Ryukyuan, and whether there is only one Ryukyuan language dialect. Given that the area around Okinawa is not a single island, but rather a long string of islands, it is likely that there are differences that have developed over time. According to the ethnologue, there are actually several versions of Ryukyuan spoken in Okinawa. Some of these match the island where they are spoken. The ethnologue does not list Ryukyuan itself, but rather lists a collection of forms, including Amami Oshima Northern, Amami Oshima Southern, Kikai, Kunigami, Miyako, Okinoerabu, Central Okinawan, Tokunoshima, Yaeyama, Yonaguni, and Yoron. If we remember back to the previous chapter, one important way of determining if something is a language or a dialect is whether the people in Community A can have meaningful communication with those people in Community B. In other words, are these two forms of language mutually intelligible? So, to determine if these forms in Okinawa are languages or dialects, we need to know if they can communicate with one another. Let us first take Ryukyuan and standard Japanese. Can a person from Tokyo understand in a meaningful way someone using Ryukyuan, any form of Ryukyuan? A person from Okinawa can certainly understand Japanese. After all, it is a requirement in school. Yet, can we say the opposite is true? The answer is most certainly no. That tells us that without a doubt, Ryukyuan is not a dialect of Japanese. Actually, most linguists outside of Japan recognize Ryukyuan as a sister language. The ethnologue lists 9 languages in Okinawa. They justify this with precisely this argument. Island A cannot meaningfully communicate with Island B. Therefore, they are languages. As we have seen here, Ryukyuan is actually a collection of related languages, with a close, but distinct, relationship to Japanese.